We're so glad that you joined us this morning. This is Minister Cox from Deep Marks New York. Let's go to prayer. Dear God, how generous and powerful you are. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. We're able to listen to and help everyone in the world to be healthy. And thank you for revealing your promises and commandments to the principles so that your spirit can guide us in prayer and in our living. We come to you now asking you for great wisdom and understanding in the spiritual things. Keep reminding us, Lord, to do both and help. That's where else we can go that we can help others. We would not be dependent on you, our own understanding. We pray for the De Leon family we pray for also for Dr. Spiller for his vision with Artists International. We pray for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts saying yes to TMC calls. Pray for the download of the pastor that's going to bring us the information this morning. Pray for the TMC family and guests that's listening this morning. Pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. Go to the nursing home, prison, and hospital this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen. Go out in the artist world. Thank you, host of you there.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Amen. Praise God for you. Good morning, TMC family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I just wanted to say thank you so much, Minister Cox, for greeting and feeding God's children this morning and letting them know that when the prayers go up, the blessings go down. And again, if this is your first time on a call, welcome, welcome, welcome. We encourage you to join us every Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, and 5 a.m. out there on the West Coast. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to join us 10 minutes before the call. That way you can fellowship with us, talk with us, and let us know what God is doing in your life. That's our brief fellowship moment before the actual call starts. And for those of you just joining us, we want to invite you to our website as well, which is www.themasterscalls.net. Not .com. The reason why we want to invite you to this website is because it's interactive, which means you can go on that website and submit your prayer requests and your praise reports and let us know what God is doing in your life. And you also go on there and learn a little bit more about the speakers with the Master's Call and find out how you too can become part of the Master's Call. If the Lord is tugging on you and letting you know that it's time to deliver a message, that it is time for you to greet and see God's children, or if it's time for you to host the call like I'm doing right now, we encourage you again to go to www.themasterscall.net. Or you can utilize our email address. We love getting emails. That email address is info@themasterscall.net. And there, our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Terrell, who is going to be bringing the word this morning, as a matter of fact, she and or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get back to you as soon as possible and to let you know, thus saith the Lord. And immediately following this call is the MMC call. The MMC call is the morning motivational call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And the reason why that call is so phenomenal and special to us is because Artists International is a vehicle that brought us together. Artists International is the greatest health and wellness company, the leader in body reshaping garments, and it also has been known to change the mindset and zip codes and financial statuses and health reports of many, many, many people. So please, we encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and let them know that you want to know more about Artists International. So that number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. So another great thing about that call is when there's Artists International developments or things going on, whether conferences, events, specials, or things that you may have missed in your back office, it will be announced there. So I am just really excited about what's going on. This call was founded by two spectacular, phenomenal women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to whom we call our Mother Eagle. That means she pushes us out the nest, she challenges us to do our very best, and she encourages us to stay stay in the Word so that we can do God's work effectively and efficiently. And then we have Dr. P.K. Roberts, also known as Miss Super Fantastic, and she is amazing. She is encouraging men and women to live a super fantastic lifestyle despite of and because of. And because these two women utilized the Word of God, they prayed, they fasted, they meditated, and they heard God's voice, they were able to develop this call. And this call was founded back in October 25th, 2010, which means we are coming up on 5 uninterrupted years of service. How awesome is that? So we're excited to share that information with you. Learn more about Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa on our website. And our scripture reference with this call, which can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you heard, we started this call off in prayer. We're going to end this call off in prayer, and that is because we as a believer truly trust that God blesses us when the prayers are vertical, which means that they go up. So I'm about to move out the way so this dynamic woman of God could come on. She has been our newly appointed prayer general. She is an anointed woman of God. She is definitely into the Word, and she encourages people to love on God and to trust God. She is over there, out there in Mississippi, and she always says that Artist International is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. Well, she is one of the best ministers on this side of heaven because she knows truly that it's not about her, but it's for the love of God. So without further ado, I will bring to you none other than our prayer general who loves the Lord with all her heart and all her soul, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank God for you, Minister LaShawn, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. And I thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting the people this morning. And you know what? I thank God for you, my TMC family, for being on this call this morning. I tell you, God is good. And I want to say, I just got to take the time out and say thank you, thank you, thank you to Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's such an awesome co-founder. I tell you, she is, and she's such a blessing to the masses. She really is. And I want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts for being such a wonderful, super fantastic lady in the body of Christ. So my TMC family, let's go before the Lord in prayer as we come before you with the word. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you, O God. We thank you that you've given us another day to glorify your holy and righteous name. We come to realize that it's in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that your word will go forth to your people, that they will, their hearts, their minds, and their spirits will receive what you have to say. So, Father, in those words, I'm saying, take Brenda out of it, O God, and let the spirit of truth reign. We thank you, Father, that your word is going forth. It's never returning void, but it's accomplishing what you sent it to. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you for doing so much for us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, dear brothers and sisters, I wanted to share with you just a few words, if I will. And the thing that came across my mind is the thoughts that we think. What are the thoughts that we think? And I would think, I would say that this is think on these things Thursday. How about that? Think on these things. When Philippians 4, and you could go to it, it says in verse 8, it starts off, and I'm looking at the New Living Transition because I love the King James Version because I always dwelt on that version. But I'm going to read the NLT right now. It says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Of course, it was Paul that was writing this, and he was encouraging the people in Philippi that to start thinking on things above. Think on things that are lovely, that are pure, that are just. Because, you know, we take a look around at things around the world, the things that come up on the news media and what have you. And to be honest with you, you and I both can agree that these things are not really honorable. These things are not things that you want to put your mind on because they're so, trying. You know, and you look at the situation and say, oh, my goodness, is that what's going on? But the Word of God is telling us to, and I'm going to go to the King James Version right quick on you. It says, whatsoever things are lovely. So you think about what are the things that are lovely? If you're like me, I love water and mountains, okay? I told my husband years ago, we've been married 37 years, you guys, but I told him, look, if you could give me water and mountains, you got my heart forever. But you know what? When I think about it, it's so peaceful. The thing that you look at God's creation, that's lovely. You look at God's world and look at the green grass and see how he make the fields grow up. I'm sitting here in El Campo, Texas right now where my husband is working, and behind us is fields and fields of corn growing up. And when I came here last time, it was just down to nothing. And you see that growth has taken place. That is the awesome work of God. Things that are growing in our lives. So when you say whatsoever things that are true, what do you think about? The things that are true, God's word is true. He tells us in his word, my word goes forth, it never returns void. It always accomplishes what I sent it to do. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What is true? My word is true. That's what he says. My word is true. So when you stand on his word, you meditate on his word, and I'll go to another scripture with that. When he says, when you meditate on my word day and night, you'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season. It's bringing forth corn back here in its season. It's bringing forth fruit in your life in its season. When you meditate on things that are true, then when you meditate on God's word day and night, when you meditate on his word day and night, according the scripture is coming to me, but you know what I'm talking about, where he says in chapter 8, where he says, my word, when you meditate on my word day and night, he says, you will have good success. Good success. Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing when you say that you can stand on God's word and have good success. That's Joshua. Okay? You meditate on God's word day and night. Then truth will come forth in your life. So we can meditate on that. He says, and then think on the things that are honorable. What things that are honorable in your life? Honoring God's word. Being honored, having honor towards one another. When you're honorable towards others, honor will come to you. When you honor the leaders in artists, we always acknowledge our leaders. We always acknowledge them and tell them and honor them because of the accomplishments that they made. We honor our pastors. We honor them by not fighting against what they say. If they say something and it's not according to God's word, pray for them. It's not our job to fight against pastors and leaders in the church because God says that's not honoring him. He says, cast all your cares to me, and I'll take care of it. So in all our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct our paths. That's honoring to God. So when we honor others, when we honor our leaders, when we honor our pastors, we're honoring God. Okay? Now, he says here, whatsoever things are right. Whatsoever things are right. And when I look at that, I think about things that a lot of times people can be deceptive and manipulative. And believe it or not, being manipulative and being deceptive, oh, I'm going to do this shortcut. I'm going to take this. And you know you're having that manipulation taking place. That is not what's right. We know that God doesn't like us to manipulate. He doesn't like us to be deceiving. The enemy himself, the devil himself, was conniving and deceiving. And you see where it got him. God wants us to think and do the things that are right and that are honorable to him. This is where the peace of God stands in us, because believe it or not, we know that when we start doing otherwise, when we're manipulating and when we're being deceptive, then that means that we're not honest with ourselves. We really don't have the peace of God dwelling on the inside of us when we're operating in those manners. Okay, so and let's go on where he says, whatsoever things are pure. What things are pure in our lives? I think about a baby coming into this world. Oh, that's one of the purest things you can think of. This baby coming into the world, not knowing what he or she is going to face. She is in a pure mind, in a pure mindset to say that all is well. She or he gives you that big smile and look at you and we tell them, welcome to the world. And sometimes I see now why the word says, cry when a baby comes into the world and rejoice when they leave. Because when you take what the world is doing and how it's been, like I said before, manipulative and deceptive, you know, and for the most part, a lot of people are not honoring God in their ways. This is what we're bringing into the world. But you look at that baby, and that baby has that pure heart. That baby has that pure mind and says, I'm here, and I trust you with everything. And that's the way God wants us to do. We have that pure heart and that pure mind to say, God, I trust you with everything. And to face the fact of who I am. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I go through trials and tribulations. Yes, sometimes it's hard. Yes, it's a fight. But guess what? That fight is fixed because Jesus Christ has already given us the victory. And when he's given us the victory, then we can have that pure heart and that pure mind to say, Jesus got this. He really has this. When you go through a trying time with your family, with your loved ones, with your children, you know, Jesus, I know you got this. And I'm going to personally share with you when my mom was confined to the bed from a stroke, and this was before I turned teenager, and then when I had my own kids, and by the time they started turning teenagers, I got into a panic state. I'm going, oh, Lord. I don't have anything to really reflect back on to say that I'm pleased with, because I didn't have any direction. I can't remember, you know, I can't go back to say what my mom and my dad, because my dad died when I was 16. What do you do with teenagers at this point? But God brought me through because he heard my cry. I had a pure heart and a pure mind to tell him I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But yet he directed me with a pure heart and a pure mind to seek his face. And to trust him and know that he will direct me and bring my kids forth into this world as teenagers. And oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God. And, you know, and not bragging, but just a testimony that God is faithful. That's my word. God is faithful. Simply because now my children, they're not in jail. Praise God. They're in their right minds, not on drugs. I'm thankful for those things. I am so grateful for those things. I think on the things that are pure. I call them to be the head and not the tail. I blessed them and told them that they're going to be above and not beneath. I spoke these things over. I spoke things that are pure over them. I spoke the word of God over them. Hallelujah. And that's what we should do with not just our children, but all children. Everybody don't have that, godly parents. And they, too, need direction. So what do we do? Instead of sabotaging these children, what we can do is start thinking with a pure heart and come to realize they didn't ask to come here. They really didn't. So what do we as a body of Christ, as the church do with that pure heart? We bless them. We honor them, and we tell them who they are and who they, God has made them to be. He brought you to in this world because he thought so much of you. That's operating with a pure heart. And a lot of times, and it aggravates me when I hear children call, hearing parents or any adult calling somebody, some kid bad. You're speaking that over these children. It's what's coming out of our mouths. I don't believe in calling children bad. They may be mischievous, but when we say, oh, that child is bad, we have spoken something over them. And God says that's not operating in a pure heart. Oh, yeah. And then he says, whatsoever things are lovely, and I think I went over that, when we think about the fields in that God has planted, the things that he's done, and believe it or not, we were flying across, going towards Las Vegas in the airplane the other night, and the pilot said, we might go through a bumpy situation. And he said, because of the activities that's to our right. And then I look over there, and lo and behold, all you could see was flashing light, lightning just going constant, constant, constant. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, I've never seen lightning like that. And to be up in the air and see this big, broad mass of lightning flashing consistently. And then lo and behold, we're on our way back. We can't get back because to Houston because they have gone through a destructive thunderstorm. And my daughter told me, said, yes, it was like lightning, lightning, just constant. And I said, you know what? That I bet that was the same system we bypassed headed to Las Vegas. But I said all that to say this. God has a set thing to take place. And it looked beautiful because I looked at that and I said, how can anybody say that there is no God? How can anybody say there is no God? When he's got lightning flashing like bright lights, constant, constant. We couldn't hear anything. We couldn't feel anything. And lo and behold, I knew that it is possible that that could have been destructive. But I looked at that lightning to say, God can flash anything across our lifestyles in our lifetime. And it could be lovely. But how are we looking at life? Are we looking at life as a lovely life? Yes, we go through trials and tribulations, as I mentioned before. But everything is lovely. Why? Because God, the righteous one, the holy one, our deliverer, our sustainer, our mentor, our God who made us, who knows all about us, he's made everything lovely. You know what? I want to share with you what he said about his thoughts. He said about his thoughts, I remember him saying in Isaiah, he says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts. He says, my ways are nothing like your ways. My thoughts are higher, they're greater, and they're more profound than yours. And I take a look at that and I say, oh, Lord, let me think like you. Let my thoughts be more like you. And so we look at this, and he says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. A lot of times we let situations here on earth, when people come against us with them, you know, saying something that rubs us the wrong way, and we know that they're not saying it to really give us any pleasure. You know, they're really nugging at you to give you a little hint and some nudge to give you some kind of pain to say, you heard what I said. But yet, you look at that and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because actually what they're doing it to themselves. And that's how God wants us to think. He said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are greater than your ways. So we're going to start thinking more about how God thinks. He stretched out on that cross, and he said, when they spat on him, they knocked their threw everything at him and just called him all kind of names. And he looked at him and said, Father, they don't know any better. They really don't know any better. So as we meditate on God's word, we look at the things that are true, that are honorable, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely. We think on these things. And then the peace of God will continue to abide in our hearts and our minds. And one last scripture I want to say is Jeremiah 29:11, when he says, I know the plans and the thoughts I have for you. They're plans and thoughts of goodness, of greatness. They're to give you an expected end. They're not to destroy you. They're not to give you a discouragement, but to give you hope, to realize that as you think and meditate on God's word, we have the hope of glory working on the inside of us each and every day. I hope you got a word out of this word, and I hope it blesses you. So I'll pass it back on to Minister LaShawn. Back to you, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you there? Well, praise God, praise God. I tell you what, we're just going to say we hope that you got a great word from this, and meditate on God's word day and night, and you'll see the change in our thought pattern. You really will. And remember that if you want to hear this message again, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for being the honest God that you are, being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Father, that you've given us the thoughts, Lord, to meditate on your word day and night, being like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in our season. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us will cease. We glorify you, Father, that you are calling us forth to be troopers, to be the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father, for those that are the bereaved family, the Glover family, Lord God, and all those that have lost loved ones, the Weatherspoon family, and all those, Lord God, that have lost loved ones that went on to be with you, Father. We thank you that you've comforted them in a mighty way. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through trying times with their health. We decree and declare that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, for your word being forever settled in heaven. And, Lord, we speak your word over your people this day. We call them, Lord God, victorious through Christ Jesus. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer call, Lord God, this master's call, that we seek your face daily and that we meditate on your word daily. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are calling on you today. And we decree and declare that we will go forth in the matchless name of Jesus, greater than we were yesterday. Father God, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Again, the number, the replay number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. And go on over to the motivational call. It's right after this call with our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. And that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. I tell you, it's been a blessing to bless God's people this morning, and we thank you for being with us this morning. Come back again tomorrow as we go before God together in his name. Let me pray us out. Father, we thank you that you have blessed your people. And Lord, as we meditate on your word day and night, as our thoughts are being thoughts of you, and as we think on the things that are lovely, that are pure, that are just, and that are of good report, Lord God, we know, Father God, that the peace of God will rule and abide in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. Go out and have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you.